Hey, everybody. Before we get started, just to let you know, this Monday, May 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be doing a fun little thing with the guys over at the Upper Middle Brow Podcast. But they can explain it better than I am. Here they are.
Hey, everybody. Jesse Dukes here, and summer is just around the corner. And if you are like me, you start thinking about how you're going to look in that bathing suit.
You're so white. You ever see a guy so white, Marge? Gray, actually.
It's just an undercoat.
Or you're getting excited about all the beautiful sights you'll peep at, say, from the deck of a sailboat.
Tommy, how's the peeping? Tommy, how's the peeping?
Or you're looking forward to some one-on-one time with a close friend, maybe out in the waves.
You can be a leech. You know that. And it's boring. You can be quite boring.
And at Upper Middle Brow, we feel there's no better movie to get you in the mood for summer than Anthony Minghella's The Talented Mr. Ripley, starring Matt Damon, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and a talented ensemble cast. So, coming up on May 19th, we're going to do a live screening and podcast taping. We'll be joined by our podcasting buddy, Jeff Wilkinson from Big Campaign Stories, and we're going to do it over Discord. Yeah, that's new for us, so we'll see how it goes. You can watch our website, uppermiddlebrow.com, for directions, or you can join our Discord server for more announcements. Remember, save the date, The Talented Mr. Ripley, May 19th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Watch uppermiddlebrow.com for the details or join our Discord server. It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful! Oh, I love it here! I love it here!
Yeah, I'm gonna move here!
And now for the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we're on another side hustle, Syndicated Gambit. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Voidshift.
Hi, I'm Chris / Voidshift, and I will be playing Red Jack today. And here's my roll. And it's a 10. Just a 10. Take it away, Kyle.
Hi, I'm Kyle, known on the line as Technomancer Kyle, or YF Techno, or a whole bunch of other things that I'm not going to repeat here. I'm playing Reginald. I forgot how to roll a d20. This is totally not... There we go, 19. Super lucky, so but it took me a hot second.
And I'm Cody. I'm playing, you know, Shin. We're going to roll that d20, and we got a 5. Back to you, Deity, oh, Game Master.
You know, where do you want to pick up from here? Like, as far as you left in the vehicle with Dave and one of the Bardus, you're getting dropped off for the next mission. Red Jack will be coming in through their Hedron mining gear at a designated location that you've all contacted for. But where are we starting this?
I think our best bet's let's all meet at the casino. It's a good vantage point to begin again.
Okay. Yeah, so returning back to the Secrets of McKeith Casino, you're all at a table in a large boardroom. Let's see, you know, you didn't take any damage last time or anything, so I think all of you visually should be fine. So two of you would have come back from missions, as you all gather there before heading out again tonight. Reports indicate that the attack on the server drone network, Blacksite, was successful, letting you know that the Amon Protectorate Division will be slower in their response. As well as, you know, with Bardu Bar having been removed, any problems or issues with the blink paths no longer can be repaired, meaning they're not as reliable as they were before for moving large amounts of troops and people through the city.
All right there, folks. Well, we're going to be having to take the bank. The only possible way I can see in is if somehow we portray ourselves as technicians that need to be in there to make sure that it hermetically seals. Unless one of you guys have any other idea.
I don't have anything rattling in my head. What do we know about the location?
Well, it's a bank. We know it's going to be secure. I believe from the intel we have, it's just a basic standard guard package we could expect. Maybe some riot control, nothing out of the ordinary. I don't think there's any special response teams that are going to be a hassle for us. But I'd rather us not be caught.
You know, you're able to pull up the images of the outside street level view of the Duxbanter Capital Bank, the largest downtown bank. There are 4 Amon guards located outside of it. Inside, you've already confirmed that there is a riot suppression unit, a large construct, clockwork automaton, designed to take on multiple foes at once. And your intel has also said that the bank is run by an overseer, which is just kind of a defensive AI, or AI might be a strong word for it, but a defensive program that helps control the inside. The servers are located 2 floors down, entryways behind bars. Once you get through the secure section of the bank on the first floor, an elevator down will get you into the server room, where supposedly there should only be 1 guard there.
Red Jack's going to kind of perk up a bit at the security AI and kind of lean over and ask, Omeda, if it's the same one, then we may have encountered it before.
I can't confirm, but can we countermeasure it?
It seemed pretty amicable towards local staff or building staff. The time I encountered it, I was disguised as a janitor. It was friendly, but were concerned about the goings-on until it was too late. I don't know exactly what happened to it after we left, but it seemed to be aware of more of the goings-on, like a system-wide administrator. So if it's the same one, we can probably count on some quick communication between points of contact for if an emergency were to occur.
Okay, so we're going to need good covers, uniforms, any kind of ID badges, and equipment to reflect and portray the story we're trying to. Anyone here tech-savvy if we get quizzed on anything?
I know my way around the computer, too, but I don't know how tech-savvy I am comparatively.
Yeah, I'm adept a little in computer use, but I'm not a hacker. Just kind of base-level knowledge.
Okay, so hopefully we don't run into any tech we need to hack through. Good. Fake it till we make it. I love a good...
Yes, I think the disguise part will have to be pretty convincing and won't force us to rely on tech too much if we can kind of get in by appointment. Or maybe we can set up an appointment. We can hack in to make an appointment.
And who would like to try hacking it?
I have a total of 10, so I could try that.
Sounds like that's your homework for the prep.
Well, I actually have 12 in it myself, so not much more, but we could, you could assist, maybe? We can do some dual hacking.
Yeah, get in there, let them know that we're expecting us to come do that.
Yeah, I can assist by providing some warm coffee or perhaps a punch junction if you require it during your hacking.
I was more thinking of we can kind of go at this in a way of while I'm playing a little bit more aggressive on their systems, you go a little bit more defensive, but
yes, I can definitely. I would be okay with that.
Since our plan kind of...
You guys do also have access to flashbacks if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to try and save those. Because I don't know what you have planned here, and there's only 3 of us.
Totally.
There's a lot of tech here. There's a lot of tech here, not so tech-savvy guys, so I don't know about this one. You guys hacking the system now, so you can implant that they expect us there to do the work. It looks like a work order implanted, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm down with trying that and seeing how far we get with that. I'll go ahead and roll.
All right. So Reginald, with a 20 on your computer's check, you could definitely get that information in the system, though it may not hold up under scrutiny.
Would I get my roll to assist that?
Absolutely.
All right. That is 21.
All right. So, yeah, you're definitely able to aid onto it.
So it might not be the most stable disguises, but, I mean, we got something. I don't know about y'all's ability to maybe get us in quickly without too much eyes on us, but, like, I mean, we got something.
I should get us into the door, at least.
Yeah, but if they keep, if they follow us, then, like, yeah, it's not going to be that great.
But as far as procuring uniforms from a local cleaning business, that wouldn't be hard for you guys to have those set up and ready for you to pick up on the way there.
Perfect.
We're looking at those, what, full body zip-up jumpers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of the cleaning business?
I got it. Magic Erasers. Unless someone else has something better, I mean.
I have something, but I can't say that it's better. I was going to say vacuum suck, but, you know. That's just right on the nose.
Mm-hmm. Got nothing.
I mean, for an HVAC company, both those are work.
Yeah.
I like magic erasers. It gives an air of mystery. What exactly do you erase? The airs and the things in them.
Yeah.
Do you have arcane buildup in your pipes? Call magic erasers.
I mean, that's honestly what I was thinking, right? Like, arcane buildup or any other weird sort of stuff.
No, not. Did your tenant summon a strange creature from the outer planes in the middle of their apartment? We'll get rid of that circle for you with minimal damage.
Minimal damage is described by our legal company. It's just like the quick speed of all the, like, there will actually be some side effects to this, like, you may lose a room.
Yeah, not responsible if house is bigger after we leave.
And then sometimes we just include like a 10% coupon for a hot dog stand nobody's ever heard of.
All of you will get your blue jumpers with the Magic Eraser logo on it. I'm imagining an eraser with a blue wizard hat and a wand. Perfect. At the casino, is there anything else that you guys need to pick up? Each of you will have a large setting, kind of a modified wrecker set for an EMP. So the explosive is about the size of a small plate, about 5 inches across, maybe about 2-3 inches thick. There's easy settings on the front to put it in to activate it, where you can easily type in kind of what the countdown timer is for it. There are 3 on the table, however you wish to distribute them.
I like to make them, no one has a way to hide them, make them look like they're part of our equipment.
Okay.
I like the idea of making them look as part of our equipment, kind of like...
Oh, and our carts and everything, yeah, tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
As of, like, for now, all of us carrying one sounds logical.
Yeah, and break out the steampunk bedazzler.
Okay, but, like, can you describe how it's steampunk? No, I'm kidding.
Instead of gems, we make fake rivets everywhere.
One of the things that I would like to for us to have, get an actual proper, like, when do they do, like, a schedule for their security to know when they would actually have the least amount of people to make sure that we're doing it at that time instead of, like, at the highest time that they have all of their guards in.
I think that's why we're hitting it tonight. I think they pre-plant that intel we had.
Okay.
With the uniform on, I'm going to pack my hollow cloak on the inside of it, not wearing it.
Okay, yeah.
I still have my fancy coat from the last mission that allows me to change my appearance of it.
Correct, you do still have the quick coat modification.
So I will use that instead, so I can keep all my gear on me.
Nice.
So the quick coat just changes your clothing, your armor. It's not going to modify like anything else. Like if you have a gun on your hip, you still have a gun on your hip.
Okay.
Like, it's not a full illusion. It's just to change clothes.
I'm a magic user. It's okay. I don't even have a gun on my hip.
I mean, literally, our ads apparently say something about getting rid of the summoning circle for, you know, horrible, horrible things. Like, I feel that having a gun is, like, par for the course. Assuming, depending on what it is, now they may have us.
Unless it's steampunk bedazzled.
Asking for... logic, I have that survival suit. Is that something I can be wearing with the clothes?
Survival suit's a little bit bigger, like it's meant for exploration purposes, so it's clunky. But it's not to say that you couldn't, you know, say that's part of your uniform if you guys want to go with that.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be something that I do. Try and get it to look as professional as I can to just kind of like look like I'm there for in case something happens.
Yeah, you never know what's in those vents.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Two of you in the full-on magic racer jumpers. Reginald, you still have the standard survival suit on, though trying to modify it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
To join in with the cleaning crew, you're all able to head out then, unless there was anything else.
I'm good.
Good to go.
I'm good as well.
Nighttime here in Duskmantor, it is a bit more chaotic than normal. You can definitely still see the APD flying about with their stained glass wings, but as you drive, occasionally you will spot a downed surveillance drone that has fallen, landed in an alleyway or the street, that haven't had people, well, eventually come to clean up.
I'll tap Yuno on the shoulder and point at it and just kind of like wink and thumbs up.
You know, just laugh and keep smoking.
Your driver will take you through the streets of Duskmantor until you pull up. Are you waiting right outside, or is this a drop you off at a local diner?
Are we in the service van now?
Yeah.
Then I guess our best option would be to try and enter the service entrance, right? To be at least.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said your assistant last time was Jamal. So Jamal would be driving the service van to drop you off on the side of the Capital Bank.
Jamal, stay close. We might need a speedy exit.
Absolutely, sir.
Very good. We'll unload and start walking into the service entrance.
Yeah, as you approach the service entrance, there will be a card reader there to scan in your ID cards to enter in.
Is there a call button?
There is.
I'll hit the call button to the front and advise them that we're here as requested for HVAC cleaning.
Yeah, there's a bit of static for a moment before you'll hear kind of an older voice of, HVAC cleaning, let me check here. Oh, it looks like I see it on the schedule here. It's been rather hectic, though, today. Would it be possible to reschedule?
Well, I'll have to call my ex-wife, and you know how calling your ex-wife's going to be, right? She's the boss, and even though she's not the boss anymore, she really is the boss. So you really want me to reschedule that? You're probably not going to get into at least 6 months away. Then who knows what your HVAC condition is going to be in then. We have to replace the whole unit, shut down the bank.
All right, go ahead and give me a bluff.
Okay. 28.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my.
All right, the older gentleman takes a moment. Give me one moment here. You'll hear the static again as they click out. It'll take a little under a minute or so before you'll hear the click, beep, and the door will unlock.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Steve. And I'll start walking in.
Yeah, as you walk in, there's a set of stairs that go up. Well, you're entering at street level, but it's kind of, at an angle on the side of it. So a set of stairs that would go up into the main floor. There's a janitorial room, maintenance supply if you need access to there. But you can see Steve up at a desk, sitting on the floor, who can kind of look down and wave.
I'm going to give him the old finger guns and be like, do we need an access card or escort today to the secured department? Says here you guys is in the basement. Where's that work order? And I'll look around at the guys like we're looking for a work order.
I'll tap around my uniform and pull out a forged work order.
Perfect. There it is. I'll snap at his hands. Ah, there we go. Yeah. It says here, secure vault in the basement level, Steve.
Steve, can I take a look at that? Normally, we don't have anybody going that far down on night shift. They really want the full guards here. Everyone's kind of tense. You know, the gang's been really going crazy this last week, and rumor is the APD hasn't been able to get out to people that are needing help, so everyone's a little tense, but can I take a look at that order?
You can. We spilt a little Java on the way over here, and of course, there's a little bit of a mustard stain here. Here you go. If you need to give us, you got cameras down there, right, Steve? You can watch us on cameras. Just send us a guard. Send us a janitor to escort us, and I'll hand over the paper. We just want to get out of your hairs. We don't want to tie you up.
So normally for a forgery, it would come down to linguistics. Red Jack, do you want to roll that?
Do I? I got a +8. I'll give it a shot.
Ooh.
It's better than me.
Good thing, too, because I rolled a 7, so that is a 15.
Yeah, with a 15, Steve looks it over, and, you know, the coffee stains are apparent, the mustard's pretty bad. Geez, boys, this one's pretty rough. Let me call over a couple of guards to go with you, then. We will need accounting's gonna need a clean copy of this, though, next time. You'll get that over to me when you're done?
Not a problem, Steve. Tell you what, I'll even get send it over myself here. I'll bear the grunt of that ex-wife for you, buddy.
Steve will hop on his HCOM as he'll reach out to a few of the Amon guards inside the building here that will approach. These are your standard issue ones, so they're wearing reinforced armor, but they're not like in full SWAT gear or anything like that. As you guys step up, and we're here to escort you down below.
Perfect, gentlemen. Yeah, we're going down to the secure vault. I guess you guys got any of the HVACs cleaned here today. How you guys doing? I'll start walking with them.
These gentlemen seem a little bit less wanting to interact. They have a pistol at their side, auto rifle slung across their backs. And as you walk onto that main floor there, you can see the riot suppression unit. 10 feet tall, clockwork gears all around it, a reinforced plating that gives off a faint kind of ozone smell. On one of its arms, where the fist would end, it has a large kind of blunted object meant for being able to take out like a vehicle. Though these things are not built for lethal interactions, you can see that they do have integrated stun guns, as well as net launch capabilities, and they are scanning the area. The guards here will lead all three of you back towards the barred area as your feet clack across the bank kind of marble floors.
Wouldn't that thing be great outside, eh, boys? That thing out there with all those riots going on.
Yeah, neither of the guards seem to appreciate any additional talking.
Oh.
They'll swipe their card before you'll get the clearance as it opens up. You'll step into a chamber. It won't let the other door open until this one's closed before they swipe the next one and step over to the elevator. They'll ask you all to kind of stand back as they have to swipe their card as well as put in a code.
I want to be mindful if I can, but I want to be able to watch the code just in case.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Okay. I'm not going to activate anything right now because that would definitely probably cause them to like question what I'm doing. So I'll just do a base stealth, 24.
Yeah, with 24, you feel pretty confident that you've seen it. Though you are a little worried that one of the guards might be suspicious of you. After they put in the code, before the doors open, they'll turn and look at all of you and are there any clear and present weapons that they should be aware of?
No. Not that I have on me anyway.
No. I would have my constant blade inside my jumpsuit, but otherwise a pistol probably in the cart. Or wait, do we bring a cart?
Yeah, we have a cart full of tools and the breachers and everything.
Right. Would hit it in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess would it be illogical to have our weapon or no? Like, if logical, I'd probably just have it stashed kind of like in the cart as well for this sort of job for HVAC. But since I'm kind of like pretending to be the HVAC supplied combat man, I don't know if that would be something we could probably. I guess I could.
Well, if we want to hide it on the cart. Mm-hmm. They are going to do a search of it, so I would want a sleight of hand or another skill if you have that would lend well to that. But a sleight of hand would probably be the best one, or a disguise.
I'm going to just do a sleight of hand then, because I feel confident with a good sleight of hand for myself.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll as they will look over everything.
29.
The guards definitely, you see them pick up the EMPs and look them over before setting them down without even really thinking about them, mixed amongst the tubes and, vacuum suck materials. It's easy to miss kind of maybe the parts of a shotgun that have been kind of split up a bit. They're easy enough to put back together. Mm-hmm. But after they look it over, they'll, all right, enter in. They'll open the elevator and they're going to step in with you. There is a ding as you guys will begin descending down to the second floor.
Is there elevator music?
Ooh, is there? Let's see here. You know what? In a secure bank site, nah, they didn't spring for it.
Oh, then I'll speak to the guys. Kind of awkward in these elevators with no music, isn't it? Least you could do is put on a little bit of Christmas music year-round. You don't really get people into the spirit when they're going down to this dreary place.
Reg is going to grunt at that, looking displeased with the comment.
Regjack is just gonna maybe look like he's humming along to his own tune in his head, just bobbing his head up and down. It's like, I can hear it. Beautiful.
Yeah, both the guards kind of grunt, similar to Reginald, at the idea of being trapped in an elevator with Christmas music.
Figured they would.
The elevator is probably just a short ride since it's going from like one floor down, right?
Yeah, it's basically going two floors down, so what? Under 45 seconds? Under 30 seconds?
Okay. I had a few thoughts running through my head right now. One would be that with I still have my holo cloak, though I'm not wearing it. Can I activate it to start scanning one of the guards? That way, at some point, I could use it to mimic one of the guards. The text for the item does say I need about 5 minutes. I understand I don't know where I'm going to be standing after we exit the hall between me and one of the guards, but maybe I could start the process at this point.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Go ahead and give me a sleight of hand.
Oops. Nope, that is a 12. Natty 1.
All right. So the guard will notice Red Jack starting to move, reach into your jumpsuit, your jumper, and start to fidget with something before they'll... Hey, what's going on here?
Nothing. New chest plate install. Its tolerances aren't exactly as I described. There's bit of itching, you could call it.
As the elevator comes to a stop, one of the two guards will pull out their pistol, though not aimed at anybody yet. They'll please unzip your jumper, and the other one will need to see what you have.
Oh, okay.
The door opens. Yeah, you can see there's one other guard here at the desk. There's multiple screens in front of them, before there's a single door behind them. It looks like their desk spreads all the way across the hallway, though there's those flaps on the sides that they lift up to let people past. You can hear kind of the whir of the HVAC system down here, but the guard at the desk will definitely get a confused look of seeing the three HVAC guys and two guards starting to do a search upon one of them.
Oh boy. Well, I guess I... yeah. Wow. I don't know if Red Jack would panic too much. Maybe, like, you guys are all very close to me, and I'm sure Yuna would have a look. Like, do we just go loud? Do I... I don't know.
Yeah, unless it interrupted the guards, if you unzip and they see a holocloak...
Holocloak. On them?
Yeah, I have it, I guess, bundled up under my jumper. If they find it, this is going to be really bad, so it might actually be worth... a flashback if you guys think it's worth it.
Yeah, give her down.
Yeah, I was actually considering it myself. Like, is there a way we can flashback to...
So I still want to have the holocloak on me. Maybe not, like, directly in my front. Maybe a bit more casually stowed on me. But maybe to kind of keep the lie going about the chest plate part, that I could... Like, before he starts searching me, I can kind of remove one of the plates to kind of show him, and then just, like, bring it up right to his face and just start explaining the tolerances that were not manufactured properly for me. So, like, to actually have, like, that detachable plate. I don't know if that would require a flashback.
Let's see here.
Like, obviously, like, with a constant blade, they'll probably find that, too. If I successfully hide the holo cloak, so better to kind of just show him outright, like as I'm reaching in before he starts to do a full on search, to just pull the plate off my chest and hand it over to him.
Okay. I'll be honest, it doesn't sound quite like a flashback. It sounds like we're trying to do like a bluff to like redirect.
Yeah, I guess a bluff would be better. As I talked out the idea, that does sound better than using up a whole flashback. But I suppose if this goes bad, then maybe a flashback will be required.
Yeah. So let's say here, you're able to pop off your chest plate and going to try to distract the guard with this. It is going to be a heavy roll, right? Failure on this bluff check will probably lead us directly into combat. But, so we're going to set this DC here then at 25, as this guard is suspicious. They are worried. They are a bit jumpy. You know, you'd said earlier your chest plate, new chest plate, not quite fitting in. Go ahead and give me that bluff.
All right.
Oh. I was actually kind of wanting to piggyback off of this, using him as a distraction, if that's all right as well. With this whole thing, all eyes are going to be on him, which means I could stealth and get closer to the dude at the desk in case that would help us.
Okay. Yeah. I mean... Using your stealth from this bluff to get out of the elevator and further in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and activate my stealthy holo cloakness so I get a +5 to the stealth.
And, you know, are you doing anything?
No, I'm waiting to see how this unfolds. I got nothing planned here. I didn't expect this to go on, so yeah.
I wish I could re-roll those.
Okay. Chris, go ahead and give me that bluff.
I will do that. 13.
Okay. So, 13, Reginald, though you did get a nat 1, you did get a 24. Mm-hmm. So they aren't necessarily aware of you stepping out of the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
But the system is triggered by you turning on a holocloak, right? You're activating it, and then the alarms start to go. This combined with Red Jack being like, oh, no, it's here's my chest plate. And they can see, like, the holocloak sticking out of the jumper here now. It's very apparent, both of you with holocloaks, this is intentional. And so we're going to roll initiatives.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. My bad.
It's okay.
All right, so... as the alarm starts to go off here, as the one at the desk, Reginald is able to notice you turning on the holocloak as you start to shimmer, coming out of the elevator. The guards here will... it's an attack! We're under attack! And we will roll initiatives.
17.
I got a 14.
19 for Redjack.
In the confined space of this elevator, the first guard here, who had the pistol already drawn on you, will attempt to take a shot. The first shot goes off horribly. The bullet ricochets around the elevator, as the guard misses you from point blank. Red Jack.
All right, I guess I will draw my constant blade and slash at him, stab him into the elevator panel.
All right, are you talking the one that shot or the one in front of you that was unzipping the front of your jumper?
You know what? I thought it was going to be the pistol guy, but when you reminded me that he was unzipping my jumper, I took that personally. So it's going to be him. 9 to attack.
The blade swooshes out as he's letting go of the chest plate you ejected off and letting go of the jumper. He's just barely able to get out of the way of the constant blade.
Yeah, I'll probably try to grab the plate back, which is why my swing was half-hearted.
While you're grabbing that plate, he's going to use that momentum to try to push you with the plate back against the wall versus your CMD.
Total 19 of CMD.
You're too dexterous for him, so he loses control of the chest plate. Though he's not able to push you back, and he doesn't have any spaces that he can move out of the way, so he spends the rest of his turn unhooking and pulling out his auto rifle from behind his back.
Yuno would breathe heavily and then exhale and say just once, "I'd like things to go to plan," as he casts Kabuto Malice, and his snake tattoo would light up underneath his shirt as he fills himself with palpable aura of a draconic fear and dread.
All right, excellent. Yeah, the aura of malice surrounds you. The guy here at the desk behind you, Reg, will unhook and stand up, pulling out their auto rifle as they stop, put hands up, pointing it at you, Reginald. He will ready in action. If you do anything aggressive, it looks like he's ready to shoot.
Reginald's going to just... I really wouldn't do that if I was you. Okay, so he's ready to shoot, and... so just so I understand, in between me and him is like a desk?
Correct, but it's got those basically wings on the side you can lift up to get past him. But otherwise, the desk goes all the way across the hall. So you can slide underneath him, you can go over the top of him, you can lift him up.
I do think I want to actually go ahead and try and run towards him and try and get through the best I can as quickly as possible. Because I have Vanish as a spell. I was kind of thinking of just vanishing before moving, because that would be a standard. So I'll go ahead and use that and just kind of touch myself with the thing, and I'll go invisible for 5 rounds as of right now, and then just kind of charging towards him.
We'll give him a perception check to see if he can spot where you're coming from.
So that would be against my stealth, which would put me at plus 25. So I'm going to get that even on a 1, but I'm going to roll anyways to make me feel good. That's 48.
He got a 27. So apparently if you got a 1, that'd be a 26. But yeah, he's unable to detect you as he hears your feet coming closer.
Because I'm from Solidae, I can use performance stand in place of acrobatics. The slide is actually more like one of those like breakdancing spins, but he spins under it as he's sliding.
I almost spent my coffee. That's amazing.
So yeah, I'm going to say that that's what I do. Performance dance. Just a 17.
Sadly, nobody sees you do it, but it looks really cool.
If they could. Really cool. So I imbue my shotgun with my magical essence, making it stronger, better than it was before.
The guard in front of you, Yuno, will step back away to give his friend some room to be able to maneuver. Keeping the pistol ready, he'll attempt to put a shot into you. With a 13.
That'll miss.
Yeah, the bullet strikes the back of the elevator.
Watch it, I just got this dry cleaned.
They'll drop the pistol and they'll switch to the auto rifle. Red Jack.
All right, I think I'm going to make an attempt to disarm the guard in front of me.
Oh, awesome. Okay, you'll make an attack roll with your weapon with that +2 versus their CMD. If you beat it, you knock it out of their hands, it goes to the floor. Or if you have a free hand, you can take it.
Yeah, I would probably try to grab it if successful and toss it away. So I'll roll that attack roll. And that's a +2 as well. So rolled a total of 20 on my attack.
Is that including the +2 or is it 22?
Yeah, it's a feat, so I don't think it got calculated in there.
Okay. 22 is their exact DC for defending against maneuvers.
Nice.
So the auto rifle that he had pulled out, you will knock out of his hands. He's disarmed of his weapon.
I want to say I want to move away from him, but I want to kind of be jammed in the doorway so it doesn't close and go back up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can definitely step forward and what? Get your foot in the thing so the elevator door is still dinging while this combat's happening?
Yeah, I guess it'll put me through line of sight, protecting Yuno. But I'm okay with that.
All right, excellent.
That's all for me.
And where did you throw the gun?
Right. If I threw it behind me and I'm no longer there, he's no longer obstructed to get it. Let's say behind the cart in the other back corner back there.
The guard here, once disarmed, will... After a small string of expletives, we'll attempt to dive on Yuno to push past him to get to his gun. Yuno, this is versus your CMD. But with a 10, it appears this guard is just not able to, what is it, whether it's the palpable aura of fear or the fact that he was so casually disarmed, he does not seem to be able to get the momentum necessary to push past you. Yuno.
Since the guy just attacked me and tried to tussle with me, I'm going to cast Yuno will smirk at him. And then cast a Viper's Gaze and attempt to frighten him.
And he fails the save. The guard is frightened and nowhere to run to get away, since they're trapped in the corner of an elevator. They will drop to the ground, basically covering their head, panicked, trying to get away from you. The guard here behind the desk, unaware of where Reginald is, will keep his auto rifle trained towards the door, yelling at the other guy to get out of the way as he readies an action to shoot for the other one to move. Reginald.
I want to hit him using my full attack action with my spell strike. That's it. Essentially, I can do my normal attack with my weapon, and then if he gets hit, he's also hit with my spell.
Awesome.
And I'm only going to use a cantrip. I don't know how tough these guys are, and this is going to take me out of stealth, but I mean, he is not prepared to be hit in the back. So for the cantrip, I'm just going to use Spark. 16 to hit.
It'll hit because he is unaware of you.
Okay. So apparently I rolled 8 plus the 1 from the spark. But yeah, so 9 points of damage.
The man will scream out in pain as he gets grazed with the boomstick, calling out that the other one's over here. The guard in front of Red Jack is going to step out of the way, raising the auto rifle and firing towards Reginald, the one at the desk here. We'll take their ready shot, shooting at Red Jack. Reginald, with a 16 to hit.
That will not hit.
Yeah, the auto rifle sprays across the wall behind you. And Red Jack, 15. I don't believe that hits your armor class, does it?
Nope. I have an 18 AC.
Alrighty. It is your turn.
Remind me how Frighten works.
So, Frighten, they can still defend themselves, but they are effectively immobilized. Normally, they would have to run away from the source of their fear. But there's nowhere to run.
Oh, seems kind of mean to do anything else to this guy, but like if he's still going to attack.
Doesn't last forever either, so you're welcome to.
Yeah, that's true.
Its duration is 1d4 rounds, so you know how long is he frightened for. Oh shit, okay.
This guy still is probably going to be a problem later on, so I'm going to do something about it. I will try to attack him with my Constant Blade. Curious if I get sneak attack against him.
Yeah, as it sits, he will be considered flat-footed as he's trying to get away from Yuno, so.
Okay, I will... Well, am going to attack him. Oh, nat 20!
Damn.
All right. And crit confirmed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Okay, this is going to be something. Because the Contemplate has something extra on critical. On a critical threat, you ignore any miss or damage reduction. On a confirmed critical hit, you can spend one charge to increase the critical multiplier by 1 to 3.
So if you'd like to spend a charge, you can to add an extra d10. And then you still have your sneak attack to roll as well.
How many charges does the blade have?
It should have 10 built in.
Oh, okay, 10. That's plenty. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Awesome. Then, so 19 showing. Go ahead and roll me an extra d10 for damage.
Okay.
And then your sneak attack.
D10 of 1, not 1. And then sneak attack is at 3d6 for 8 additional damage.
And he's polarized, so next time you hit him, it does an extra d8.
Awesome. Right off the start, you hear Redjack say, like, oh, he's kind of frightened, would be mean to do anything. You see his LED face screen change from like a passive green to a more threatening red. And in a different tone, you hear that he's not going to be frightened forever. He'll come back for us. And then he attacks.
Awesome. Yeah. The guard, after being run through the constant blade, realizes that they are in a fight or flight situation and flight's not possible. So they will swing back, albeit with a penalty, with their gauntleted hands, trying to hopefully fight you off. They swing a punch with a 19.
That will hit.
All right. Doing 6 points of damage as they punch you.
All right.
You know.
Can't see the other guard past him.
You can see the other guard past Red Jack. Or are you talking about the one that stepped aside?
Yeah, the one to the side, yeah.
You see where they are, but they do get a bonus to their armor class.
Okay. Then I will... No, I'm just going to punch the guard here that he's fighting with. He's right beside me.
Okay.
Is it just a strength roll?
Strength plus base deck, yeah. Melee roll. Your sorcerer, 5th level, d6, 3, so you have a plus 4 to hit.
We'll try either way.
I don't think you can do lethal damage unless you're trained in punching.
That's fine. I'm just attempting to help. I roll a 17.
17 with his current penalties will hit. So you do a d3 plus your strength mod.
Strength mod is d3 plus 15. 2.
Alright. Yeah. You land a punch across his chin as he's struggling with Red Jack as he's fighting for his life.
Stay down, I yell. This wasn't the plan!
Reginald, the one in front of you will back up into the corner, turning towards you. As they'll change that they cannot see his friend in the here anymore, will turn towards you and fire the auto rifle. But with a 10, does not seem to hit your holocloaked, kind of blurred form. Your turn.
So I think they got things over there. I'm kind of taking shots from two guys, but there's not much I can do about that besides trying to find some way of stealthing again, which, given the lack of things, would just go invisible, and then I'm not really helping in the fight. So I think I'm just going to try and actually take the dude out, maybe? I'm going to do the same thing I did last time to the one who just shot at me. I'm going to hit him with my weapon, with my shotgun, but I'm actually going to cast Scorching Ray at him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'll do the weapon first this time. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 will not.
If you allow me to. I kind of want to at least stealth in from the dude over here by moving and kind of like going behind-ish the desk, if that's possible, if that makes sense. This dude would still see me, the other dude that I just shot at, but at least I won't be getting double-fired.
You don't even move to take cover behind the desk, but so you'll get a cover bonus, but yeah, he'll still be able to see you.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just do that. Move to take cover and kind of pray that I don't get hit.
The guard who had stepped out will move back across, going over to the other side of the desk with his friend. He'll attempt to shoot at both Red Jack and Reginald. Going to a rapid fire as he holds down the trigger and sprays and prays. Red Jack with an 8. You can hear the hear the bolts bouncing around the outside of the elevator, the metal tang as they ricochet around, and Reginald with a 19. Papers go flying up in the air. Wood bullets tear across the top of the desk, but do not hit Red Jack.
All right, we're going to try to finish this guard off. Of course, me saying that, having no idea how much HP he actually has. attacking again with my Contemplate.
Alrighty.
That is an 11 to attack.
All right, he is able to step out of the way of that and dodge the attack.
In my nanite skills, one of them is to add an additional attack at the highest attack bonus as a full action. Is that something I can do right now?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to move, but you can make an additional attack burning those nanites.
Yeah, let's do that. Try to strike again. Much better with a 24.
Excellent. That'll absolutely hit. And he is polarized, so you get to roll an extra d8 for damage.
Is he still flat-footed that I could add sneak attack damage?
I'd say he's not now. Now that he's engaged in fighting with both you and Yuno, and no longer kind of like trying to run away and get away in that elevator where he turned away from you all.
Okay. Polarized damage. That is a 7, so 14 total.
Very well. How do you finish him off?
He does kind of like a, I want to say like a silent samurai. He just uses both hands going into his chest and like leans into him and just like, sleep now. There's nothing to fear.
He slumps to the elevator floor. All right, Yuno.
All right. Yuno would see my comrade dispatch that guy, straighten his coat, disengage the cloaking device so he's now in his full attire, fix his cuffs, and then he'd look at the other two, point and cast Fox 3 and cast 3 magic missiles. And the remaining two at the one closest to the elevator and one at the further.
All righty, awesome. Go and give me them damages.
Four. Wow. Okay. The last D4. Oh, the last guy got nothing. I got a 2D4 on the first target and then 1D4 on the last target. It looks
excellent. Yeah. Magic missiles hit with unerring accuracy. The one in front of you, Reg, that just got hit with the magic missile from Yuno, will kind of crouch down and try to take cover, and will shoot at you with a 24.
That will hit.
Doing 13 points of damage.
Ow. My pride. That actually hurt, though. Okay.
It is now your turn.
So I'm going to do the same thing, but this time I'm going to be smart and spend one of my spell points to add my intelligence to my attack as well. So that's a +4 to the hit.
All right, awesome.
And then I'm still going to try and discharge a ray on him. That's 21 plus my intelligence, which is a +4.
Yeah, 25 will absolutely hit.
Okay, so that's 12 plus damage from the glitching ray, which is 18 onto that 12, so that's 30 damage.
Awesome, yeah. No, he definitely goes down.
Reginald stands up, just arcane energy surrounding his gun, kind of giving the tip of the gun, giving a red glow, points it to him, and just the ray shoots from it, hitting him directly in the chest. And Reginald will look at the other guy and just kind of like tilt his head and kind of be like, hi, how you doing?
yeah, last guy here. Absolutely surrounded. Will ready in action to shoot at the next person who threatens him. As he's, get back! Get all of you back! Red Jack.
I suppose I'm about to threaten this boy. I'm going to move up on him and hit him with my constant blade.
Alrighty, he'll take the shot as you come rushing out of the elevator. Firing with a 10. Missing as blows apart the exit sign above the door and electronic sparks come down.
Slight, like, twitch of the head as he pretends to dodge the bullet. That is a 25 to attack.
Absolutely hits.
And he'll take 8 damage and nothing special just yet.
All right. He takes 8 and he's polarized as he vibrates with the energy from your constant blade. You know.
You know's going to step out of the elevator. And then he's going to speak loudly, saying, enough, and then cast Venomous Smirk, turning his face, his eyes into slitted snake eyes and teeth growing, gaining a +4 on top of Malice for intimidation checks. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to walk up to this guy and push him, or grab him by the scruff of his coat and tell him, stop, you can live or you can die, your choices now. Trying to intimidate him to just complying.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that intimidate.
30. Plus is minus 10, I guess. From
yeah, with your aura going and the bonus from that, he will, what, polarize, surrounded. Reginald has a burning shotgun. He was just hit with a laser sword. As you're looking at him and say this, he'll drop his gun and put his hands up.
Perfect. I'll look over at the guys and say, one of you starts setting up. And I'll look back at him now. You can leave here alive, or you can leave here alive here and rich. What would you like?
What do I need to do?
Just make sure we leave the building safely. Walk us out. That is it.
No. Well, the alarm going, they know something's wrong. The riot suppressor is going to be ready for you upstairs.
I'll look over to our space ninja. Any plans for our riot, friend?
Not entirely unexpected. I think I have something in mind. So still sort of under the same guise of the actual HVAC company, I feel like we would have gotten plans of where the ventilation is and maybe use that as an escape route out. I don't know if that will require a flashback or not.
Awesome. Yeah, that is a great one for a flashback. So let's see here. Is this something where you paid somebody off to get the blueprints? Is it something where you called an old favor? Like, what? How do you want to say you got this?
I'll say had a favor returned, as Redjack is sort of a, well, infiltrator, assassin for hire. He does do jobs for other people, so I could say that I did a job for some sort of city employee or Amon employee that works with building structural plans, and that favor I called in was plans for this building.
So we flash back to this guy. Redjack, I owe you one from that job you did. Go ahead and give me the skill that you would have used for that job.
I want to say stealth, because it was probably you wanted proof that his wife was cheating on him. So due to my ability to climb up large surfaces with the Hedron mining gear, tall buildings and that, I was able to get some distance evidence of this occurring. And in the fallout of his divorce, he probably had some extra cash or promised extra cash to have this provided to him. So I guess it would be stealth.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that stealth check. We're going to set this at a DC 20. Easy enough with Hedron gear and that. If it's a failure, it's more that he got old plans. The better it is, the more up-to-date the info is, you know?
Right. So total result is 32.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, when he hands it over to you, he's like, yeah, no. Thankfully, I can pay you back for all the help you gave me. Won the settlement. We're able to get out clean, but a friend of mine's in construction and is able to give me the last updates they put in. Here you go. So yeah, you do have the blueprints for the ventilation system to use out of the elevator, going up just one floor, and then you guys will be able to escape through there.
All right. Yeah, I'll turn back to Yuno and say, I have a plan. And then kind of bring up like a quick little holo display of the ventilation path or the ventilation system, and then like a path like marked out from the elevator. It's like, we just need to get our job done, then we can get out of here.
Perfect. And then I'll look back to the guard and I'll say, well, that makes your job even easier. And I will look at, ask him to hand over the cuffs. Cuff him if he allows me.
Yeah, he'll accept that.
All right, I'll cuff him and sit him down and say, wait here. Your friends will find you. And when they ask why you complied, and I'll look at his two friends' dead bodies, and I'm going to cast Box 2 and just blow up the bodies.
Okay.
And say, you watched your friends dematerialize. They're not going to question why you complied.
He'll accept what's happening as he'll sit on the floor cuffed and just turn his head away from yourself or any of the violent, the gore.
Perfect. And I'll say, come to the casino. Spend a little time there, and you'll cash out with more than one game.
With the guard then? So you do still have, it is still locked, and you still have the overseer, the clockwork sentience down here that is helping control things. There's the computer here that the guard was sitting at. The alarm is still going off, so that you can hear those klaxons still going on.
We probably have some sort of internal timer. It's like, okay, the APD is probably going to be here in about 10 minutes from this point.
Could I get us some extra time if I got on and tried to hack the computer?
I'd rather you try to hack the door and get us in, or the AI guy.
So I'll go ahead and try and get us in.
Yeah, you don't have to roll a hack to get access to the computer. You actually put in the password that you saw from before that the guards had that's still functioning for at least this hour.
Heck yeah. Also, did the exploding bodies leave anything like card key? Like, not car keys, but card? They're like ID cards or anything that may be useful like that?
Yeah, definitely down here, especially the guard that was at the desk, we'll call Lyle, did have a set of cards for being able to enter and access at least in this opening area before getting into the vaults, as they would have escorted whoever goes in there.
Okay, I'll grab the card and hand it to Yuno.
Yeah, do we know where the swipe card... Do you need one and a code? Do we know?
Code should be...
Actually, spending time to actually look over here now that you're not in a gunfight, you see there's two spots where two cards would need to be swiped and the code put in at both at the same time in order to get access in.
Would it be the same code, probably?
Checking through here, yeah, you can see the countdown timer with the current code saying, you know, it's got 20 minutes left till it cycles to a new one.
Okay, so I share the code with them and maybe get the card from the other dude's body or even the one that's still alive so he can open the gate.
Perfect, I'll do the other code then.
You're able to take Lyle's card and take the one off Joel, the one who's still alive?
Yeah, just casually look over to Red Jack and just be like, you got the card?
Yep, I'm pulling it up. So as I'm pulling it up, at one point I want to jam the door. I do still want to keep doing that, but maybe more permanently that I don't have to stand in the way.
Are you going to put Marvin's body in the door?
Is there anything left of Marvin's body?
Yeah, stuff.
Imagine they all got a Gallagher in the chest, right?
Yeah, if his what's left of his body will be enough to keep the door from closing and keep the elevator on this floor, then yes, that's exactly what I'll do. I'll pull the cart through and then pull what I can from this guy to jam the door open.
All right, excellent. And don't worry, Chris, you now have control over the tool cart as well.
Thank you for the taco, Jeff.
As Yuno and Reg will get on both sides of the door and put in the code at the same time to open it up.
Yep.
Yes.
Putting it in, you'll hear the beep, 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 and then before it opens up. Inside, you'll see the... So imagine like the front half of like a bearded eel. So long tendrils that come out from it from this mechanical form that is attached to the ceiling. Its mechanical single eye will focus on you all as you enter in. It's sensing that the code was put in correctly. It shifts from a red defensive stance into a green light, retracting metal lashes that had dripped down to it. But it will retreat up into the ceiling, leaving just the vault door in front of you.
I'll look over to the guard and say, you wouldn't happen to know the vault code, would you?
No. Normally Lyle is able to tell the overseer how many people are coming in and for how long, and it grants passage.
Thank you. Well, boys, I think you can let the overseer know we're going to be coming in and for passage. I don't think we all need to go in there if we were just going to do a little maintenance work and leave our little tools left behind.
We're getting into the rubbing up against the AI then, but, I mean, can give it a shot, see if we can bypass it.
Yeah, go and give me that computer use.
Sadly, I do not have any way of spending magic to add to the computer use. 18?
Okay, so an 18, the overseer will allow one person in for, what, you know, you have about... At this point, probably about 6 minutes left till the APD gets here. So you can put in a time and how many people are entering.
Okay, so 18 is, you were saying one person goes in. So I'll let them know that we got enough, or I got enough clearance for one person for like 6 minutes.
Basically, as it's detecting, it detects that there's one guard alive out here. So it believes only one person should be able to enter.
That makes sense.
Red Jack is going to kind of put his hands up and back up a little bit, appearing concerned. If it's the same one as before, I really don't want to be in there. Like, even though I was disguised, like, they may have learned of me since then. I'm gonna let somebody else do this.
Well, I guess it's on you, because I'm not actually wearing a physical uniform. And if this technology is anything what I've seen before, they can see right through.
Okay. Reg will grab the cart and push on in.
Go get him, sport. As you do that, Yuno's going to make his way towards like the elevator door and like peek around safely.
All right, then. All right, there you go, Kyle. You also can control the double-decker tool cart.
Heck yeah.
All right, excellent. Yeah, pushing the cart in, the overseer will stop and look at you. It'll scan you for a moment as the approval ding goes off. And the vault enters with the overseer letting you know that you have X amount of time left with this, which is however much you put into it.
Right. And just to sanity check, I would say that before actually going in, like, yeah, we do have all of the explosions and things inside the cart, right?
Yeah.
That was stated. Okay.
Yes. Definitely. Our steampunk bombs are in.
Yeah. With their little mustache or whatever.
Yep. 3 top hats and 6 goggles later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as the door opens, you'll get that blow of cold air from the servers here as that control the financial information for a large portion of Dusk Banter. Towards the back of the vault, you can see there are bricks of gold left out and about. You see there's a lot of safe boxes along the wall that would probably just take too long at this point to break into.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameras here all react in the same way as the overseers. They're all watching you.
I guess it's all about, is there a way I could set up these bombs and not be spotted very easily? Or is the cameras very all-encompassing?
I mean, the overseer's already seen you come in.
More about the overseer seeing what I'm doing and being that's not an approved action, is what my thought process was. I don't know how, smart this AI is.
No, like you said, it's more of a clockwork sentience, so it's not a full AI.
Okay.
It responds to orders. Had you rolled better at your computer use, there's actually a whole list of things you could have done from it at the computer.
Awesome, actually. Okay, cool. So yeah, I'll go ahead and just get my get the charges set up in the exact positions that they're supposed to be.
Okay.
And I have, it was stated 6 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, okay.
With the three of them, it takes about a minute each to dial in the time frames for them. So you will be able to put them all in place before coming back. The overseer verifies that you have time left over to complete your tasks.
And just, thanks, overseer. I mean, with enough time, definitely we don't have enough time to, as you said, get anything in there. Do I think that I have enough time to get into one of these or to get gold bars? Could I connect to the server and actually get something useful from them, I guess?
To get a lot of good information, it'd probably be it's going to take a computer use check. But a failed check means it's going to burn that time. You can definitely pocket a couple gold bars, though.
Okay, I think just going to pocket a few gold bars then to really stretch that time head back with the cart.
I know you were stealing gold bars, and we absolutely don't have time for this idea, but this is pretty much GoldenEye. If we did a computer use and just transferred all the money somewhere and EMP'd it, bye. Das vidanya.
Yeah.
I mean, I
could. Okay. You.
Too late.
Okay. Too late. No.
That's meta. No, turn no, your ass
no,
around.
No, no. I got it.
No.
We can use a flashback.
Yeah, flashback, a flashback.
Yeah, we got two flashbacks?
I don't think it's worth it. You know, we'd be unbolting the vents, trying to get out.
Fine. A few gold bars.
I guess Boris.exe will have to wait.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us about the gold bars either. We're not in there with you, right? So
I'm not saying any. Well, depends on if Red Jack was looking at me, but I'm stealthy enough. I probably could.
The vault door would have closed. The overseer's not going to leave it open.
That's fair.
Reginald, as you come back, I mean, I don't know why you're bringing the cart back. The cart was just to bring the bombs, right?
This is honestly just because his sort of mentality of you know, the cart is his now a work tool. Yeah. So
you're gonna do a job, I'm gonna do it right.
Right.
Then very well. Bombs put in place, timer set as you all return back, leaving Joel sitting there. You'll have to ride up a floor in this kind of gross elevator that has chunks of Marvin all over it. But stopping at the middle floor, not getting out, but exiting through the escape hatch on top of the elevator, you're able to get access to the HVAC system. Start crawling out through the air ducts.
Okay.
Go ahead and last check. Go ahead and all of you give me an escape artist check.
Would I still be able to use my dance on this?
No.
Dang. I wanted to dance.
Uh-oh. Red Jack rolled a 15.
You know, rolled a 7.
Reg got a 29. Reg is feeling fine.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Outside on the street, as the Amman Protectorate Division is coming into the front of the bank, they see the riot suppression unit staring, waiting at the elevator door with stun gun and net launcher ready, mechanized fist ready to knock somebody unconscious. On the side of the building, we watch as a few screws fall down and cling, bounce off the concrete before Red Jack slips out. You know, tumbles out, and Reginald drops quietly and successfully to the ground. Jamal is out there in the cleaning truck, currently having a cigarette, reading a... Jamal is totally reading a very fun romance novel on his datapad. Mm-hmm. As he'll look over, and the vehicle is ready and waiting for you guys right outside.
I'll hop in the front seat and look at Jamal and look at the book, and then I'll look back at Jamal. Next time I'm driving, you're going in.
Of course, sir. And we'll peel out into the streets of Dusk Banter. As in the background, the APD is currently breaking through an elevator door, seeing that it is now, down an entire floor with the top open before whoomph of the EMPs going off down here would cause lights to flicker across the city as all sorts of people's bank accounts are dropped from, good numbers to bad numbers. But that is where we will end the session for now.
Woo!
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, you know all the stuff. You heard Everything Breaks by Nihilore, as well as Bekench Begeju's Neon City. Our sound effects are by Pixabay, and I hope that you're staying safe and doing well out there in the midst of this oligarchical takeover. All right, bye. Bye-bye-bye.